and then the playoffs. Skyforce are in. And joining us on the fan line from the Skyforce, Larry Drew II joining us. Larry, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me.
When you made the playoffs, was that just the first strike to finish goals for the season that you had at the beginning of the year?
As a team, we're just trying to grow collectively every day, every practice, every time we go out there on the court. You know, obviously making the playoffs is huge for us because it's something that, you know, we were striving to do all season long. But, you know, we have to, you know, regroup and refocus, and we still have two games left in the regular season. And, you know, as long as we go out there and play hard, the rest will take care of it. So.
It seems like there's been a lot of consistency with the Skyforce. Would you say you guys have been pretty darn consistent all year long in your play?
Every team goes through, you know, those rough patches. We've had our ups and we've had our downs, but, you know, I do feel like we've been playing with some kind of consistency for the last couple of weeks or so, these last few games. And I think it's important for us to be kind of, you know, hitting stride right now going into the playoffs.
Well, at the beginning of the year, you guys played real well, and it only became a matter of time where we were talking about when are the Skyforce going to lose guys, which you never want to, but at the same time, it's almost an honor when your team's looked at as having guys that can play at that level. When you've got that influx with the roster, how hard is it to know day in and day out when you don't exactly know who might be on the floor with you?
You know, it's something that you have to roll with the punches with. You know, everybody who comes into this program, you know, Coach PD, Coach Brooks, Coach O, they do a good job of, you know, getting across, you know, all of our points of emphasis, whether it be offense or defense, and just getting everybody up to speed and ready to play. You know, so really no matter who we have on, you know, whatever given day, those guys who are there are going to be ready to play, and you know, everybody's going to be on the same page.
When DeAndre Liggins left for the first of, what, two 10-day contracts before he came back, what was your role? Did you have the team on your shoulders at the time?
I kind of just felt like as the point guard and just being the starting one, you know, I kind of have a responsibility, you know, night in and night out, you know, regardless of, you know, who's out there with me, to be some kind of a leader or extension of Coach PD, you know, while I'm on the floor. But, you know, Dre definitely helps us, and when he's gone, we definitely have to, you know, pick up the slack and kind of fill the void for, you know, everything that he brings to the table. But I think everybody's been doing a good job of that so far.
Well, I think things will work out a lot better, too. You get Hamilton back maybe for the playoffs. That would make you guys a lot stronger, too, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, it would definitely make us a lot stronger, you know. Justin was with us, you know, all year since November, and, you know, he's well acclimated to the way that we play, our style of play. So, yeah, obviously having him would be a huge asset for us.
Were you following that Florida-UCLA game last week?
Yeah. So we couldn't get it done. We fought. I like the way that our guys competed out there. So.
Have they changed the course there at UCLA, or are they become a basketball power again?
You know, I feel like, you know, just the traditions, the whole Bruin tradition that they got going on over there in Westwood. You know, we're always going to be considered, you know, a top program, whether or not, you know, it's a winning year or a losing year. People are going to know about UCLA. You're always going to hear about them. And guys are going to want to go to Westwood and play for whoever's going to be there, just because, like I said, just the history that place has.
Your best memory of the NCAA playoffs at UCLA?
I would say we had a really good run that year. Also, the year my freshman year in North Carolina when we won it all, you know, just being able to experience all of that was pretty cool too. So,
I was going to ask you about UNC because you started at UNC and then you transferred to UCLA, and I mean, I got to imagine there aren't very many players that can start at UNC and then go to UCLA. I mean, what are those two programs? What do they have in common? Because they're both so iconic in their own right.
Right. Well, they both demand, you know, a certain level of excellence, just in terms of, you know, first and foremost is getting your work done in the classroom, And then every day you come into practice, it's just giving it everything that you have and really just buying into the whole team concept of, you know, what's going on. And, you know, I mean, it shows for itself, you know, just the number of guys that they've moved in and out of those two programs into the next level and just seeing how they're doing at that next level. So
he's Larry Drew II, Sioux Falls Sky Force, here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. Of course, your dad, the head coach of the Bucks. How often do you guys talk during the season?
Oh, we talk just about every day. You know, every chance we get, you know, we'll text. I have, you know, my mom, my dad, and both of my little brothers in, like, in his group chat, you know, texting that I got going on my phone. So we'll go back and forth pretty much all day, every day. You know, he's hanging in there, too, trying to get as many wins as he can before the season is up.
You got Texas on Friday and then Tulsa. What is this team going to have to do if they, if not only winning this weekend, but if you guys want to advance in the D-League playoffs, what are you guys going to have to do?
You know, like we said earlier, we've kind of, you know, playing well for these last couple of weeks and this little stretch that we got going towards the end of the regular season. And we just got to keep doing what we've been doing, man, playing defense, getting rebounds. Staying focused and just trusting each other on both ends of the court.
Well, Larry, you're playing, 34, 35 minutes a game. You're on the court most of the time, and it's been a great year. We haven't had the playoffs here in town in a while, you know.
Yeah, so that's what I heard, you know, and I'm glad I could contribute to, you know, part of the reason for bringing that back here to Sioux Falls, for bringing that, you know, that whole demeanor and that championship attitude.
Hey, Larry, appreciate the time today. Really do. Keep up the great work. It's fun watching you on the court, and we wish you the best this weekend.
All right, cool. Thank you.
All right, Larry. Larry Drew II joining us on the Fan Line.